And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Larry Emder. We're going to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. Gerald Quigley is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
Sally Obermeter. Good morning.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the House of Wellness, everybody. Sal opened the Sunday Telegraph, in fact, in News Limited papers all around the country today. The Body and Soul magazine. Look at that, Gerald.
Wow. That's just sensational. Would you and I look as good as that on a Sunday morning at this, Larry? Really?
Are you suggesting that I don't?
Look, in not as many words, but that's look, a very elegant photo.
Tell you what, Sal, it's a beautiful picture. You always take a beautiful picture, but more importantly, it's an incredible story.
Yeah.
Front page there for everybody to see, and it is a beautiful story. If you're not familiar with Sally's story, and you probably are, because we've all been tracking it pretty closely across all media platforms, it's one that so many people, both your TV audience, radio audience, magazine audiences, have invested in. 5 years cancer-free, Sal, so that's the front page of this story. We're so happy for you.
Thank you. It's so amazing. You know, it's one of those things, I think, you know, I was diagnosed, yes, 5 years ago, a couple of days before Annabelle, my first daughter, was born. Mm. And I had no history of it in my family. I kind of, there was no warning signs for me. It was not sort of something that was on my radar. It completely took me by surprise, and it was quite an aggressive form of cancer, and it was quite advanced. And so to get to this point at 5 years, has completely, I mean, there are days definitely in that period, particularly when I was in treatment, that I didn't think that would ever happen. You know, the prognosis wasn't good. So to get here is, I mean, it completely blows my mind, but it's also quite a mixed feeling. And it's something I think sometimes I find it hard to describe that to people, that I feel bad for being here. I do feel a lot of what I call survivor guilt.
Yes. What do you mean?
I mean that I feel like, why me? You know, like, I never thought why me about cancer, because I always thought why not me. But sometimes I think, you know, better people have passed. They didn't survive. And sometimes it's hard to understand, you know, the universe works in weird ways. And you think, why, you know, why am I here? There are other mothers, you know, with children, it didn't make it, or other, you know, other amazing people, other, you know, people who still had their whole life to live. And I sometimes feel bad. I think I don't understand. I know the prognosis was bad. So in a way, it's like the maths doesn't make sense to me. And I feel It deeply grateful and so blessed. And so, you know, every single day I wake up and I think, I can't believe I am still here. I'm so happy and so grateful. And I feel so sad that others aren't. And I feel it's a feeling of feeling torn in a way. And it's, it kind of, I don't know, I don't know if it's something that happens maybe to people on plane crashes, you know, where if other people don't survive.
Sure. You could spend 1,000 lifetimes trying to work out why
and
the whys of this, Sal. But bottom line is that you're here, and because of your radio work, your TV work, social media stuff, that people do feel a sense of connection, and even to rely on you and to reach out to you. And I noticed this morning you've done a beautiful post on your Instagram where you've run through pretty much what you've just said, but people are reaching out to you all the time. And what are you saying to those people? Because we all have people in our lives who have been touched by this, and so often we don't know what to say. And if it's to inspire or motivate or give them strength or be uplifting at exactly the right time. So what do you say?
I always say to the person who's going through it, I say, please be kind to yourself, because I find that we're so hard on ourselves. And when you have come from a place of health and you're used to, you know, I sometimes say to women, if you're used to being the carer for people, you're the carer for the children and your partner and you run the house and all that kind of stuff, to suddenly have to relinquish that, you are at a loss and you don't know how to put your hand up and ask for help, because you feel somehow that you don't want to let anyone down and you don't want your sickness to become a burden for them. And I always say, please put your hand up. People are dying to help you. They want to help you, but they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So please let them help you. And also, be kind. Please be kind to yourself. You must. And sometimes it's that inner dialogue more that is the hardest part. We're so tough on ourselves. Like, we would never say to somebody else, you're a burden on me because you're sick. But sometimes you can say that to yourself. You're like, I'm troubling everyone with my sickness. And you mustn't do that.
Sally, how did you go in marshalling the people around you to be your support team?
Well, you know, in the beginning, I couldn't. I actually, people would say to me, what can I do? And people would send flowers because they didn't know what to do and I didn't know what to ask for. And one of my really good friends, Adine, actually said to me, listen, I'm going to tell you what you want and you are not allowed to say anything. We're going to do this food roster for you. Yeah. And it's hard to say yes to help. And I was like, no, I don't want a food roster and I don't want anyone cooking and I don't need meals and I am not a charity case. And you feel somehow some sort of shame that you're taking help, which is crazy.
Yes.
And she said to me, I don't care what you're saying. I'm making it. I'll bring in the food and we're doing this food roster. And if you throw the food out, that's your problem at the end, but it's coming. And once I almost had somebody force that help on me and I succumbed, I then found it a lot easier to say, okay, you know what? There is no shame in taking help and I really do appreciate that. And then I started to say, here's actually what I want. Can somebody please come and sit with Annabelle Samarkas and I can just go around the corner and have a coffee? Can somebody come and sit with me while I watch a movie? Because I just didn't want to be alone. I found it quite hard to be alone actually in that time. And I realized actually the relief that people felt that I was actually just expressing what I needed instead of them trying to guess and go, here, let me buy you yet another bunch of flowers because I'm not sure what to do.
No.
How did you, we were seeing each other a little bit during those sort of the
You're
dark
amazing
times.
To me. You're amazing.
The coffee and lunch, lunches and stuff, which you always made me pay for. I think that was a guilt. It was a guilt thing, Gerald. Like, look at me with those big brown eyes and go, oh, here comes the bill. Okay, I'll pay again. But Sal, it struck me and everybody around you that there was this inner strength and positivity that shone through, and that must have been hard all of the time.
Mm. It really was hard. It was really tough. I think originally what happened to me was when I was first diagnosed and I really kind of crumbled, and I was under the impression that I was going to do a really short period of chemotherapy. And I think as kind of the chemo started and they realized that the situation was a lot worse than everyone first realized, I kind of fell into a heap because I had sort of set myself this benchmark of I'm only doing a couple of cycles of chemo and it's over. And then when it started to look like it was actually going to be 8 months and it would be a year to a year and a half of treatment, all this kind of stuff, I thought, you know what, I have got to pick myself up. And this is a bit like, I used to say to myself, this is like boxing. This is a solo sport. This is, not that sport, but a battle. This is not a team battle. You know, I have got to do this by myself. This is only me who is going to pick myself up and make myself go to chemo, because you don't want to go, but you have to make yourself go.
Sure.
Well, look, it's an incredible cover picture. It's a beautiful picture. You're a beautiful woman inside and out, raising, lifting, motivating, inspiring so many, Sal. 5 years cancer-free, and we're so glad that you... Annabelle, by the way, who is out there terrorising this radio station as we speak. Gerald, as we wrap this up, we hear about research all of the time. We talk about it all the time. Yes. We talk about fundraisers every other week.
Yes.
And then we hear that, you know, there's a scientific breakthrough in a university in Germany. It might be ready for human testing in 20 years' time.
Sure.
Do you feel like we're making any headway in this space?
Look, we are, Larry, but I think what we sometimes forget, and this is what's so great having a chat to Sally about this now, that there are probably people listening to us whose spouses, so I'm putting myself in Marcus's situation here, and perhaps, Larry, you and I, how would you and I cope if a similar situation came our way, when suddenly our wives say, we've got this issue. Now, and you've got to take your hat off to Marcus, and he would be the sort of person who could again show enormous help and guidance to blokes throughout the country, and there's probably many others. But sometimes we forget that spouses are enormously supportive, and they are the ones behind the scenes who sometimes need just as much support as the person going through the treatment.
That's so true. I often say, don't forget to support the supporter, because everyone is absolutely focused on the person who has it, and they're forgetting that exactly that the spouses, the mums, the children, you know, they're also in their own battle. They're also facing their own fears.
Sure. And remember, in all of this, we're heading down the way of looking at cancer as a chronic disease. We've got diabetes, we've got lots of other things. So we've got to shift our mindset from cancer kills. Look, diabetes kills. We've got to shift away some of our thinking to a supportive, restorative, nurturing. We will get there, as we've done with a lot of other chronic diseases, to bring them back under control. So we've got to keep calm about the whole thing, and with that, make sure that we support those who happen to be going down that particular pathway.
All right. Absolutely. Well, thanks for talking to us about that, Sal.
Always a pleasure.
Sunday morning. And if this is affecting you or your loved ones, of course, we're sending you all the love and strength you need to get through these difficult times.
Sure.
And Sal, just an email through from Lynn. Hello, everyone. Message for Sally, your special, beautiful woman. I'm so glad that you're well loved, following your amazing career and hearing about your children. Best always, Lynn.
That's so lovely. Thanks, Lynn.
All right. Also for you today on the House of Wellness as we move forward. Sal, you got a recipe for us
Of course. I'm moving into two pots. I just want to keep
going. No. Hang on.
I'm out.
Hold on.
Cancel the show.
I just feel we've had a lot of weeks of one pot recipes. I feel like you guys are ready. We can move to two pots.
No, that's twice the cleaning up. That's twice the washing up, twice the preparation, and that wasn't the deal, Sally.
Gerald, I feel like this is a slippery slope. Yes. I feel for sure next week will be three
meals. Four course meal in 3 months' time.
All right, Sal's 10-pot wonder coming up today. Pharmacist and medical herbalist is right there, Gerald Quigley, of course, to take all your calls. 131-873. That's 131-873. We're going to talk about cholesterol as well today, Gerald. It affects a lot of people. That's going to come up. Also, we'll talk with nutritionist Cinzia Cozzolino. Now, Cinzia was raising two daughters, earning next to nothing, but thanks to her daughter's fussy eating, she's had an idea that's turned her into a millionaire. It's called a smoothie bomb, and we're going to talk about it soon. We'll also cross to Ed Phillips, host of the new House of Wellness TV show, to get a preview of what's on today. And all of our callers go into the draw for the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. 131-873 is our number. That's 131-873.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, if you're time poor, and who isn't, or you have a family of fussy eaters and you're worried about that they're not sort of getting enough vitamins and nutrients, you might want to try a fabulous new product called Smoothie Bombs. Now, basically, they're these small balls that can be added to any regular smoothie to give it a nutritional boost. It was developed by Cinzia Cozzolino, and Cinzia joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Oh, these are fabulous. I'm looking at them now, and I'm ready to go, ready to test drive one. How did the idea for Smoothie Bombs come about?
Well, I had, like you mentioned, a fussy eater. I had just finished a nutrition degree and I had all this information in my head. And then in my own house, my daughter, who was going into year 7, was not eating breakfast. And that was driving me crazy. So the smoothie bombs were invented.
What is a smoothie bomb, Cinzia?
So inside, there's 10 organic ingredients, actually. So it's nuts and seeds and superfoods. So you still need to put in the fruit and the liquid of choice, so milk or coconut water or whatever that you normally do. Mm. It's just a booster. So it's a really yummy, tasty booster that kids love.
And are there particular flavours, Cinzia?
There are five different flavours. I've tried to kind of, initially, because I had to try and entice my own daughter, who was 12 at the time. So, you know, there's chocolate, there's super berries, there's a green that tastes quite good, because generally green, you know, kids don't really like green smoothies, but I've made them taste nice. I've sort of, you know, I've mixed it with nice things so it's much more palatable. And then another two, peanut butter and golden chai, so chai spices.
Cinzia, nice. Some terrific names too. The Warrior, the Transformer. And then there's one called The Lover. Now, if I accidentally have that at the wrong time of day, what's going to happen?
No, that's cool. It's all antioxidants. It's all about making you glow with health.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he's talking about.
I know.
Cinzia, how do you store them? Do you have to keep them in the fridge or are they fine in the pantry?
No, they're fine in the pantry, but if, you know, in really hot days, like when it gets warmer, I would keep them in a cooler place. And you can put them in the fridge, like I do that sometimes, but generally they're fine just in a cool space. And look, they're actually really yummy to eat as they are too. I've made them every time we do a new batch, we kind of look at them and go, how do we make them, how do we improve on them? Mm-hmm. And so now they're actually pretty yummy to eat as well.
So these would be fine for a person who's struggling a little bit from a food intake perspective, Cinzia. So an older person who might be making some sort of shake. It's not just for kids, is it? Adults can have these things.
Oh, absolutely. absolutely, absolutely. Because there's psyllium husk, so there's really good fibre in them. There's all those superfoods and nuts and seeds. It's a really good baseline to be putting as a breakfast, or even, like, often I have them as an afternoon snack. So I will have a smoothie in the afternoon when I'm feeling like, I want something, but this will do it. You know, it does it. It's for all, for everyone.
Yeah. Over the next ad break, I read somewhere where some actor can put 15 Maltesers in his mouth. Larry and I are going to have a competition. He's got six loved ones in there now.
Make sure you've got a lot of water, because that psyllium husk does get...
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, Cinzia, as a nutritionist, this is a big dilemma now, because everybody's into their smoothies, and it's easy to get it wrong, isn't it? Because you can end up with a lot of things in there that you think are doing the right thing, but that balance isn't quite right in the old smoothie jug.
Yeah, absolutely. And see, that's the thing. The smoothie bomb has already been kind of balanced and portioned out really easy. There's no thinking involved. You just drop one of these into your smoothie, put in your choice of fruit. I made it so people had some choice. So, you know, if you don't like banana, then you don't put banana in.
Sure.
Mango. I wanted the choice to be still there, but then the baseline is really good. So you don't have to think about the nutrition is good, and then you add the things that you enjoy.
So fantastic. Do you reckon you could add some vegetables to it as well? Like if you were, I know you said to add fruit and liquid, could you add a little bit of veggie as well to your smoothie?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Like I do often put spinach and kale and stuff. Like, it doesn't have to be sweet. No. I think if you're thinking about kids, you kind of want to make it a little bit sweet so they enjoy it, but you can make it all vegetables. We do a carrot one that's beautiful too, and I mean, that's sweet though. We do put in veggies, for sure.
Okay. And if I took them out on the golf course, would they be performance enhancing?
What do I actually use instead of golf ball?
No. No, although probably my golf would be just as good. No, but to use as a snack, you could use them as a bit of a backup snack as well as your drinks, couldn't you?
Yeah. You can for sure. That would be really good. There's a lot of kind of people have asked me, why don't you put some protein in them? But really, I don't want protein inside them. I'd rather people choose their own protein if they want to put it in there. But I certainly wouldn't be putting protein in.
No, and that'll affect flavour too, won't it, Cinzia?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, Cinzia, lovely to talk to you. Of course, these are all available from Chemist Warehouse. Great packaging, and I think the kids will find it. I don't want to downplay it, but if they find it novel and interesting and fun to do, then we've got them on, right? That's a good way to hook the kids in.
It's the first step.
Yeah, Cinzia, thank you very much for that. And Sylvie, if you're listening, I've just had five lovely smoothie bombs. So I'm not sure how this is going to
work out. Lock
the doors. Cinzia, thank you very much. Smoothie bombs available now from Chemist Warehouse. Thanks for talking to us this morning on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Larry Emder, Sally Obermeter and Gerald Quigley with you this morning on The House of Wellness. And Gerald, we want to talk about cholesterol. It affects a lot of people.
Yes, it does, Larry. And look, we've got to remember, we can't function without cholesterol. Cholesterol is an important part of a healthy body. It's used to form cell membranes and hormones and all sorts of things. So this fixation we have on driving cholesterol levels down to our bootlaces is in many ways not healthy. Now, I've got a summary of some sensible information about cholesterol on the houseofwellness.com.au website, where I've listed some nutrients and some herbs and some protective foods. But essentially, we need to learn to ask lots of questions. So if your doctor lowers his glasses and looks seriously and says, now, we have a problem, ask the questions, what the problem is, read about cholesterol management, read about what it means, read about the different carriers involved in cholesterol management, and look at the options that are available that are in really strongly supported by European cardiology circles, but probably not so much by American cardiology circles, yet that's the direction we go in. Well, the simple things. Don't be surprised this week if there's a fair bit of news about aged garlic extract. I sometimes wonder whether there's a little bit of aggressive jealousy on the side of the cholesterol companies, who are very concerned that people are starting to use natural therapies to rebalance cholesterol. So there could be a bit of argy-bargy this week. Don't be surprised if, because when news comes out about some sensible balancing options, that doesn't go down well in the drug-based options where it's gung-ho, let's drop everything. So ask questions, get involved, ask people who can sensibly give you some direction, and read about cholesterol.
Can you tell us about that aged garlic? What do you mean by that?
Well, this is garlic, Sally, that comes, it's a particular species. It's, the odour is taken away, it's pickled actually over 18 months or so. And within that pickling time, there's a new compound formed, which is actually used by cardiologists in the United States. There's a bloke over there called Professor Matthew Budoff, does lots of research in cardiology. So these are people with really serious cardiovascular issues, and he uses that to help treat some of the issues around elevated blood pressure, blood sugar, and elevated cholesterol. And it's refreshing to see that we've got now solid clinical evidence to back up some of the claims that are being made. And the beauty part is there's no smell.
Okay, so there's a possibility exists, certainly if not now, then in the future, that we can look at rebalancing this without medication.
No, that's on now.
Oh, that's on
now.
Oh,
there's lots of options now. Right. And sure, we don't get the multi-million dollar marketing campaigns because someone's got to pay for all these things. So you've got to, it's really tough. You've got to search this information out yourself. Good place to start, healthsofwellness.com.au website.
Sounds good.
If you wanted to take those, is it something that you would have to take over a long period of time, or do you just take it until your cholesterol is back at a level that is good and then you stop? What would
happen? It's a bit like good nutrition, Sally. Mm. You know, once you get in the habit of good nutrition, you stay with it. So we're looking here at healthy options that we can consider long term. Two apples a day, for instance, can help lower the so-called bad cholesterol. Half a glass of wine every day can help the so-called good cholesterol. So there's lots of these things if we don't tell people, though. We just assume.
I heard wine and good. That's what I heard.
normally that helps people turn the corner.
131-873 is our number on the House of Wellness. Joy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, everybody. I've got a question for you, Gerald.
Sure.
In the last few weeks, a lot of people have said to me, don't come too close, you'll catch my cold. Now, how do germs know where to stop?
Well, they don't. They love us all, and we spread germs by coughing. You cough into the crook of your elbow, which is a good way to rip your neck if you're not careful. But we're saying here, use tissues and discard them. Don't carry a handkerchief with you all the time. But I think we sometimes, though, Joy, maybe we miss the point. We assume that when we're vaccinated against the flu that we're protected. The elementary stuff like washing your hands, you can get germs in your system too. Ways. You inhale them, so if you're in an area where someone's coughing and sneezing, there's a fair chance some will come your way. So therefore, strictly isotonic saline to keep your nose functioning properly. And then when you're eating or you've got your hands near your mouth, they've got to be clean. So washing your hands, disinfecting, obviously, surfaces, handles and things in the house is a good idea, but just simply washing your hands.
But Gerald, what I was saying is it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking people saying don't come too close. Now, if you're in a room,
yes,
it really surely doesn't matter how close you are. Those germs are still going to travel.
They sure will. Yeah. And what I take all winter is Echinacea Joy. It's antiviral. You don't have to wait till you've got the problem to take something like Echinacea. You can use it as a protector. And it comes in liquid, in tablets, in lozenges, in throat sprays, in hot drinks. Just increase your ability to help boost your natural resistance, which we call immune function.
Yeah, gee, hard to avoid coughing people at the moment. It is everywhere. Jan, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jan.
Oh, hello, Gerald. Look, thank you for this wonderful show. I listen to it every Sunday.
Thank you.
Look, my question is, my son has a condition called keratosis pilaris.
Okay.
And he's had it since he was a teenager. He is now 36 and it's as angry as ever. And look, I've been wanting to ring you for a while and just ask you, could you recommend a mild wash or soap and a moisturiser that he can use?
Yes. Now, washing, and you'll just have to remember he's a young man, so you're going to have to spell this out carefully for him.
Yes.
Because they don't take any notice usually. So washing with an antibacterial cleanser, whatever his favourite one is. These are almost like little goosebumps, Larry and Sally, but they get infected. So like, and they're really annoying and they get itchy. The ideal moisturiser Jan, is called Urea, U-R-E-A. Now, that comes as a 10% cream from your pharmacist, and he can put that on night and morning. Internally, every day, he can take one zinc capsule, because zinc helps keep the little pore that gets blocked that causes the problem, it helps keep them clear. So one zinc every day, and urea cream is his twice-a-day moisturiser, and just make sure some sort of whatever his favourite antibacterial washes just in those areas. And I'm assuming mainly it's arms?
Well, actually, it's on his face.
Okay, fine. Yes. Good, fine. So that nothing changes. The treatment will be just the same.
Lovely. And thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, Jan.
Bye. Thanks, Jan, and thanks for listening to the House of Wellness. Paula, good morning.
Hi, Paula.
Hi.
Or should I say, hey, Paula.
Everybody.
Yeah, I know. It's morning. I'm sorry. How can we help, Paula?
Yeah, I've got blood pressure, and it seems to go up and down.
Yes.
And I've got acid buildup.
Okay. Are you on medication, Paula, for your blood pressure?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm taking Coversil.
Okay. And you don't have a cough with that, do you? Because that's Coversil's notorious for causing a cough.
Well, my throat's a little bit rough.
Okay. Yep. But you don't have a chronic cough that might have correlated with you starting the Coversil?
No.
Okay, terrific. Now, let's just one thing then. Now, Sally and I spoke briefly on aged garlic extract, and there's research that's come out of Melbourne showing and been published around the world showing that even if you're on medication, if you include aged garlic extract into that regime, it tends to help you get better results. So you can get that today. You can start on it safely. It won't be a problem. You mentioned you had some acid build up as well.
Yeah,
it doesn't cause any issues with that either, Paula. So with breakfast and with dinner, take a couple of capsules of the aged garlic extract, and just you'll be surprised how things start to settle.
Okay.
All right. Now for your acid build up, slow down. You just need to eat more slowly. Smaller mouthfuls eaten well. There is a herb called slippery elm, which helps coat your tummy and stop the discomfort that acid can often cause. And again, that comes in a capsule form. It's a powder as well, but it tastes rather average. So you take it in capsule form.
Oh, capsules. Okay, before eating?
Yes, before you start. And then you're coating your tummy.
Yeah, how many can I have?
You can have a couple with each meal. And the problem meal, Paula, usually is dinner, because that's what we eat. It's the largest meal. Then we sit down and we watch telly and we fall asleep. And then we go to bed and we've still got food nestling in our tummy struggling to be absorbed and digested. So dinner is the main one.
All right, Paula, thank you very much for your call. And not everyone gets to eat dinner, Gerald, as you said, and then go to bed, because if you do Sally's recipe today, you'll be up for an hour washing up. How many pots in this recipe?
Only two.
Are they two big pots, Sal?
Two medium. Like one fry pan for the fish and one little bowl to put the salad together.
Sally, as a percentage, that is a 100% increase in potential workload. Sure.
I feel like you're very disappointed in me. I should have gone from a one-pot wonder to a one-and-a-half-pot wonder.
Stick to your knitting.
We're hanging out for Sal's recipe coming up shortly. And right after the break, we'll talk to Ed Phillips to find out exactly what's on the House of Wellness TV show this morning.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, while we're slaving away here in a radio studio, Ed Phillips is in the Winnebago getting his hair and makeup seen to. Hello, mate.
I have a Winnebago.
Yes. I heard
that's parked next to mine.
How are you, Ed?
I'm going good. I'm busy scattering rose petals for the Queen's arrival.
Oh, yes.
Carrie-Anne Kennelly, the Queen of TV, is joining us in the House of Wellness. We're a bit excited.
What's she going to talk about today?
She's such a fit, healthy thing. She's the new ambassador for some health products. She's going to be spruiking all those and see how she crams so much into her days. I think I'll be holding the corgis while she chats.
Yes, keep them under control, please. I'll bring along some of Chinzia's little smoothie bombs. We'll see if we can do that.
They sound great, don't they? But look, we've got stacks to get through. We have Dr. Tim Sharp, who's the Chief Happiness Officer.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Discussing whether your child is a good child or a happy child. And why couldn't you have both?
Good question.
Interesting too, to know whether what's more important, have a good child or a happy child, you know?
Let's be greedy. Let's have both.
Let's have both.
Now, I saw Zoe Bingley Pullen walking around a couple of weeks ago talking carrots. What's she got on?
Okay, well, we'll discuss whether it's a myth or not, whether carrots improve your eyesight or whether it's a real old bit of World War II propaganda. She's coming in. Sam Wood's going to whip us into shape too with some 60 seconds worth of exercise. And performance expert Andrew May is in to dispel the myth behind the work-life balance as well. So it's all designed to...
Yeah, this is a whole big deal. Oh, sorry. This work-life balance now. Everyone's trying to work this out.
Is it possible, Ed?
Well, you just have to tune in and see. I mean, I'm positive. I'm buoyant.
You are buoyant.
And not just your hair either.
No. And Ed, I've seen you during Sam Wood's workouts.
Yeah.
I've seen you puff a little bit.
Yeah, I've doubled over in the ad break.
Just when one of the cameramen gave you mouth-to-mouth the other day, it was a bit of a problem.
Now, Ed, I hate to be the one to have to tell you this, but it's probably time to get out of that spa bath in your Winnebago and make your way to the TV studio.
You know, I found the blueprint on how to be a TV rock star. It was done by one L. M.
Day. Yeah, yes.
Everything.
All right, mate. Well, we're looking forward to this at 7:02 at 10 o'clock. Of course, the House of Wellness TV show with Ed Gerald is there as well, of course.
Well, yeah, I'm very much a bit player. I think I will be nursing one of the dogs this morning.
Because Kerri-Ann has got a lot of dogs. But most importantly, she's had an interesting and a challenging couple of years, right?
Yes, definitely.
So it's always great to see her shining brightly in the spotlight on the TV set. That's where we love her the most. So give her our very best, Ed, and we'll see you and the team in about 12 minutes' time on 7:02.
Thanks, buddy. Looking forward to everyone's company. See you soon.
See you soon.
Back right after this on the House of Wellness radio show.
The House of Wellness for Sukin. Get half price across the entire range now at Chemist Warehouse and Fortis Natural Medicines.
Thank you for all of your calls this morning. Gail, welcome.
Hello. Good
Hello, Gail. How can we help?
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I love your program.
Thank you.
I'm just wanting to know if Gerald has any information that he could help me about explaining hyperparathyroidism.
These are little glands, Gail. There are four of them, and para meaning near. So these are little glands near our thyroid, and they make and secrete a hormone that essentially governs the amount of calcium and phosphorus and magnesium in our bones and our blood. So little malfunctions there can have quite serious ramifications. Now, normally, I'm assuming you've had some blood tests.
I have, and I've actually had a parathyroidectomy.
Okay, so you've had them removed, okay?
Yes, last August.
Okay, and is everything settled now, Gail?
No, the PTH level...
Yeah, that's the parathyroid hormone level, yeah.
Yes, prior to the operation was 120.
Mm-hmm.
After the operation, it went down to 110.
Mm-hmm.
And then in May, I had a blood test, and it was 140.
Okay, so you've got raised levels of this hormone.
Yes.
And what's your doctor telling you about that? Are you having extra tests? Because, sadly, elevated levels can... Well, kidney stones, urinary tract infections, you know, there's a few other issues that can crop up, Gail. So you've got to make sure that your doctor has his arm around your shoulder and checking these things.
Said that in his explanation, he took out the adenoma, a non-performing one.
Yes.
And one of the other four apparently had gone to sleep.
Okay.
That was his words.
Right.
And because he took out the bad one...
Yes.
The other little one woke up and said, oh, I better start working.
And it's working more than ever.
Yes.
So there is no magic solution here, Gail. This is sort of a watch and wait thing. So regular blood tests, you keep a really close eye on your overall health. And when you go and you get your blood test done, you ask about anything that doesn't seem or feel quite right for you, ask about. Keep your fluid intake high. That's important. Balanced diet, fresh organic food, all of those things. But it's a matter of you making sure that your doctor is in close contact with you to keep an eye on you because of the potential little issues that will arise as time goes by.
So, yeah.
There you go, Gail.
Of course, we wish you all the best with that, Gail. Yeah. All right, we've got time for a very quick Sal recipe.
It's because it's two bowls. I know you, that's why you've cut me short. It's Fabfish fajitas. Now, it's a quick one, and the full recipe's up on the website, so I don't have to sort of talk you through it. But the point is, this is a great recipe. It's fish fillets, the beautiful Cajun spice, and it'll give you some beautiful rainbow vegetables to go with it, and it's perfect for a quick midweek meal. You'll get it on
How
the
quick?
Table.
How quick?
Look, Larry, in your case, not that quick, but look, for people who cook pretty quick, 20 yes. minutes, you can have it on the table and it's delicious. Full recipes
I'm going
up.
To look after the wine. Larry, you're preparing, cooking, cleaning up, okay?
And I'll just sit on the couch and wait yeah, for it to be like. Served.
Mm-hmm. Sal, we always mm-hmm. have to, Gerald and I always have to ask you this same question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is within our skill set and our capabilities?
Do you know what this one is? Because literally all you've got to do is put some spices on the fish fillet and you can put it on the barbecue or just put it on the grill or pan fry it. And then with the coleslaw, all you've got to do is chop it up. And with the salsa, all you've got to do is chop it up.
Hang on, there's three things.
There's a lot going on there, Sal.
I feel like you guys are ready. I feel like you can do it because it's vegetables are important. Two lots of veggies
Gerald,
and some fish. You
Gerald,
can do
I
it.
Remember the good old days when it was one pot.
Yep.
Who's our $100 winner today?
The $100 today, Sally and Larry, is Paula, who rang us about her blood pressure. Paula, you are the lucky winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
Okay, thank you, Gerald.
Pleasure.
Sal,
good
thank
to see you.
You
both.
Don't forget to grab
Thanks
your copy
so much,
of Body
guys.
And Soul in all yeah. the newspapers.
Article.
Beautiful story about Sal, our dear friend here, Sal, and 5 years cancer-free. Fantastic stuff.
Thanks. All the best.
Guys, thank you.
All right, have a great day. Thanks, everyone, for listening. See ya.